KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny and cooler today with a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. An Atlantic woman selected to serve as an international ambassador of the United States to volunteer this summer with International Student Volunteers, or ISV, is looking for sponsorships to help cover the program and transportation costs. Lena Fredrickson says sponsorships will help to defray the nearly $7,000 in costs associated with ISV, a U.S.-based nonprofit organization that's internationally recognized. ISV appoints university students from the U.S., Canada, Australia, and the U.K. to various countries around the world in an effort to impact entire communities and endangered habitats in need. Lena is finishing up her junior year at the University of Nebraska at Omaha and will graduate next year with a degree in family science. She's currently working two jobs while attending school and volunteers monthly at an organization which assists grieving children and teens with the death of a loved one. She also has volunteered with the Open Door Mission in Omaha, helped to collect food for the food pantry in Atlantic, and helps to plan and organize the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Golf Tournament every year. A fundraiser for Lena Fredrickson will be held at the Super Bowl in Atlantic this Friday from 6:30 p.m. until closing. She'll be working for tips only, along with a 50-50 raffle. Persons interested in supporting her efforts can mail their donations to Fredrickson if you'd like at 56535 Jasper Road in Atlantic, 50022. The checks should be made out to Lena Fredrickson, that's L-A-E-N-A, Fredrickson. All donations are tax deductible. For more information about ISV, you can go to www.isvolunteers.org. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Officials at the American Wind Energy Association are warning that tens of thousands of U.S. manufacturing jobs will be lost if Congress fails to extend the production tax credit for the industry. The AWEA hosted a conference call with reporters Wednesday to discuss the tax credit that's set to expire at the end of the year. Steve Lockard, CEO of TPI Composites, a wind blade manufacturer in Newton, was invited to speak on the call. Lockard noted that Central Iowa Town has rebounded from the loss of Maytag by adding 800 jobs tied to the wind energy industry.
Our industry has the opportunity to replicate the Newton story many times over, and it would just be a shame to lose the momentum that we've gained to this point.
TPI Composites in Newton employs around 700 people, while Trinity Structural Towers has roughly 100 employees. Lockard says that orders for wind turbine parts have begun to decline because of the uncertainty over the tax credit.
There is real risk across the industry, not hollow risk, very real monthly job loss across the industry that is started to happen already and will continue each month through this year if Congress is unable to act quickly on our behalf.
A report released earlier this month indicated Iowa has up to 7,000 people working in the wind industry, and that's more than in any other state. Iowa Congressman Steve King also took part in the conference call and said the tax credit has been allowed to expire in the past, and that led to thousands of layoffs.
How many times can you be turned on and turned off before you just throw up your hands and decide to find another way to make a living? A lot of skills and talent that are invested here and a lot of capital investment is hanging on the vine, and we need to follow through.
He's due to testify before the House Ways and Means Committee today, a panel that holds a hearing on the production tax credit. Campaign staffer Christy Vilsack, a Democrat who is campaigning to replace King in the U.S. House, released a fact-check report claiming that King's voting record shows he hasn't always supported efforts to grow the wind energy industry. Private negotiations will continue on key issues of disagreement, but the Iowa legislature, for the most part, ended its work week on Wednesday. House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, sent most House members home yesterday. Only those involved in behind-the-scenes negotiations on budget and tax issues will be at the Capitol today.
People that need to be here will be here. Everyone else is ready to be here, you know, on a moment's notice, and we'll
you know, we'll move forward. But there's no reason to have people sitting in the chamber holding chairs down.
House Democratic Leader Kevin McCarthy of Des Moines says it appears to him that the two parties are farther apart today than they were 2 weeks ago.
We stand ready, as we were 2 weeks ago, to help compromise and shut down the session. But the train is off the track, so to speak, and that's unfortunate.
But Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs puts a different spin on the situation. Gronstall says his private talks with top Republican leaders in the legislature and with staff in the governor's office are productive.
Every time I meet, we get closer. We're working together with people of good faith, making progress.
There has been no public progress on the budget this week, nor has a property tax relief plan emerged beyond the discussion stage. Senator Bill Dix of Shell Rock is the top-ranking Republican on the Senate, and he suggests budget talks have proven to be quite tough. Senator Bill Dotzler, a Democrat from Waterloo, says beyond the budget outline, there are a lot of big issues that remain undecided.
I think the members are becoming increasingly frustrated and antsy. And they know it's an election year, and they want to get home, and they're having a hard time understanding why we can't come to an agreement and why we're still so far apart.
Last year, legislatures struggled for 6 months to bridge the divide between Republicans and Democrats. The start of the new state fiscal year on July the 4th, forced the lawmakers to reach a resolution on June the 30th. The House Democratic leader uses a movie reference to describe what he sees as yet another standstill.
This is really feeling like Groundhog Day all over again.
Gronstall, the Democratic leader in the Senate, rejects the notion the two parties have reached a standstill.
Yes, there are still some outstanding issues. We're going to continue to work through those issues.
A plan to reform the state's mental health delivery system has stalled due to a disagreement over money. Negotiations over the highly touted education reform plan aren't going well. Legislators appear to have agreed on state spending will be nearly $6.25 billion next year, but the two parties haven't agreed on all the details, such as using some higher-than-expected tax revenue on a few pet projects, spending that would be over and above that $6.25 billion level. President Barack Obama brought his college tour to the University of Iowa Wednesday, where he talked about student loan rates. A group of students clad in black and gold Hawkeye gear stood behind the president as he opened his speech with a football reference.
There is some good hospitality here, and I should know. I spent a little time here in Iowa. I'm glad that my hometown of Chicago will get to return the hospitality when your football team kicks off its season at Soldier Field.
Obama said in reference to Iowa's September season opener against Northern Illinois there. He then got to his message, calling on students to help him lobby Congress to keep student loan interest rates from doubling in July.
Congress needs to act right now to prevent interest rates on federal student loans from shooting up and shaking you down. That's where you come in.
Student loan rates would move from 3.4% to 6.8% if no action is taken. The Democrat president addressed comments from the spokesman for the Republican Speaker of the House, who said the president is traveling to universities to talk about the student loan issue to take the focus off poor economic conditions.
Now think about that for a second, because these guys don't get it. This is the economy. This is the economy. This is about your job security. This is about your future. If you do well, the economy does well. This is about the economy.
Obama closed his remarks yesterday with asking University of Iowa students to get on social media and put the pressure on their congressman to vote to keep the student loan interest rates down. Obama also said during a speech that universities have to continue working to make college more affordable and that state government and state lawmakers have to provide enough funding to the schools. It was the third college campus Obama had visited in the last 2 days. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the number of people seeking U.S. unemployment benefits remains stuck near a three-month high, and that's a sign that hiring has likely slowed since winter. The Labor Department says weekly applications dipped to 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 388,000, and that's little changed from the previous week's figure, which was the highest since early January. House Republicans begin work today on a cybersecurity bill that critics say fails to protect civil liberties. The administration also worries that companies that cooperate in information sharing are too broadly shielded from liability. Supporters say it would protect critical infrastructure and corporations from electronic attacks. A vote is expected tomorrow. Vice President Joe Biden is preparing to take issue with Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney on foreign policy. In remarks planned for an appearance in New York today, Biden charges that the foreign policy outlined by Romney is shallow, ill-informed, and dangerous. And cheaters on the Los Angeles subway could soon find their days are numbered. After more than 20 years of using what amounted to an honor system on the region's light rail system, the Board of Los Angeles County's Metropolitan Transportation Authority is expected to vote today to begin locking the gates at its stations, and that means that riders will need a paid ticket to get in. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Norma Jean Southman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Jean Southman will be today at 10:30 at the St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ruth Arlie Wigton Foley, age 94, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Services for Ruth Foley will be held on today, that is, at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Norma Alice Wiedemeyer Nord, age 88, formerly of Adair, died April 16th. Memorial services for Norma Wiedemeyer will be this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Mildred Betts, age 93, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mildred Betts will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is in charge of the arrangements. Jeannie Nancaro, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jeannie Nancaro will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Terry Klein, age 55, of Johnston and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Terry Klein will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Altoona United Methodist Church. Caldwell Raddatz Funeral Home in Urbandale has arrangements. Norma J. Worcester, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Services for Norma Worcester will be tomorrow, or Worcester, that is, will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of arrangements for Norma Worcester. And Leona Groves, age 97, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Leona Groves will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.